Financial Wisdom Podcast, Fundamentals of Planning for Retirement. Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast series. Take control of your financial future. In this session, we're going to review the fundamentals of planning for retirement. Most people say that a financially secure retirement is one of their primary financial goals. Retirement may seem far over the horizon and not worth thinking about. However, by spending a little time now and doing some relatively easy things, you can put yourself on the road to a financially secure retirement. You will have four basic sources of income when you retire. 1. Your employer's retirement plans. 2. Any individual retirement accounts or IRAs you may have. 3. Your other personal savings. And 4. Social Security. The future of the Social Security system and the benefits you may receive may be open to question, but you have control over the first three. By starting early and making a few wise decisions, you can determine the type of financial lifestyle you will enjoy during your retirement years, regardless of how far in the future that may be. Let's start with employer retirement plans, specifically 401k plans. Most large companies and many others provide a retirement plan as part of their overall employee benefits program. Plans known as 401k plans have become popular and relatively common. With this type of plan, employees contribute a portion of their wages to the plan, which reduces their taxable income, and their employer usually matches some portion of that. In other words, the company helps fund your retirement, and you get a tax break. Earnings on money within the plan are not subject to tax until they are withdrawn, and employees can usually choose from a number of investment options for how their funds are invested. There are limits on how much can be contributed, but recent tax law changes have significantly increased the contribution limits and the amounts that ultimately can be accumulated within these plans. For 2016, employees can defer up to $18,000 into a 401k plan. If the employee is 50 or older, they are eligible to contribute an extra $6,000. Be sure to participate in a 401k plan if one is available. Contribute as much as you can to your plan, and especially try to contribute enough to get the full employer match. Review your investment options and choose wisely. Next, let's discuss individual retirement accounts or IRAs. Anyone with earned income can contribute to an IRA to supplement other retirement savings. Both regular IRAs and Roth IRAs allow for the funds within the account to grow on a tax-deferred basis. You don't pay tax on the earnings until you take the money out. Contributions to a regular IRA may be deductible if you are not eligible to participate in an employer-sponsored retirement plan or if your income does not exceed certain levels. Roth IRA contributions can be made by individuals with incomes below a certain level. Contributions to Roth IRAs are not tax deductible, but Roth IRAs provide an additional benefit of their distributions not being subject to income tax, and there's more distribution flexibility. For 2016, the contribution limits for regular and Roth IRAs are $5,500 for those under age 50 and $6,500 for those 50 or above. If you can afford it, add to your retirement nest egg by funding your IRA every year. Other personal savings are also important. Accumulations in savings accounts and investment accounts, while not enjoying the tax preferences of 401k plans and IRAs, are still a major component of most individuals' retirement income. Saving more and earning more on these funds can enhance your retirement lifestyle. Consider taking advantage of automatic savings plans with monthly transfers to a savings account or investment account. Be sure that your investment strategy is sound, with consideration given to your goals, your time horizons, and your risk tolerance. Finally, let's discuss Social Security. The Social Security system has played a major part in Americans' retirement planning for decades. The current examination and debate over the future of the system will probably produce some changes for future retirees. Here are some basic facts you may want to remember. The age when you can start receiving full benefits is gradually moving from 65 to 67. At age 62, you can elect to start receiving a reduced retirement benefit. The average retirement benefit for a retired couple for 2016 is about $2,212 per month. And the maximum retirement benefit for retired workers at full retirement age for 2016 is about $2,640 per month. Saving more and saving earlier can help you enjoy the financially secure retirement you want and deserve. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.